Listening Library presents Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Beware the power of the dark side. An original retelling of Star Wars, Return of the Jedi by Tom Engelberger. Read for you by Mark Thompson.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, Luke Skywalker has returned to his home planet of Tatooine in an attempt to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of the vile gangster Jabba the Hutt. Little does Luke know that the Galactic Empire has secretly begun construction on a new armored space station, even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star. When completed, this ultimate weapon will spell certain doom for the small band of rebels struggling to restore freedom to the galaxy.
Jabba's Palace. Chapter 1, in which two robots plod through an endless desert. An endless desert. Two robots. Two robots plodding through an endless desert. Fear not, listener. It will get better. But not every story can start with a bang, or a Wampa attack, for that matter. It's where the story is going that counts. And we've got a big bang coming, and an even bigger bang after that. And a whole lot of medium-sized explosions, implosions, fireballs, crashes, smashes, lightsaber battles, and evil dark lightning in between. You may know all about those already. If so, you know that your patience will be well rewarded once we get through this endless desert. So we plod on. Two robots, an endless desert, plod, plod, plod. Yes, it really is an endless desert. It fills this whole planet. You might wander around forever and see nothing but sand. That is, until someone or something pops out from behind a dune and eats you. But our brave heroes plod on and on under the scorching heat of Tatooine's twin suns. They are droids, sort of like robots, but better. One is golden and tall, walking on legs like a man. The other is white and short, with three legs, a bunch of tiny retractable arms, and a silver dome that spins around so that it can keep an eye on things. Together, they have had many adventures and faced many dangers. And now they plod on through this deadly desert without fear or complaint. Well, perhaps a few complaints.
We'll never make it, R2,
says the tall one, C-3PO. C-3PO is a protocol droid, a machine designed for light duty in luxurious surroundings. However, he was made on Tatooine many years ago and was specially modified to withstand the planet's sand and heat. His companion, R2-D2, is an astromech droid, designed to withstand just about everything.
Sand is already accumulating in my servo motors, and my joints are freezing up,
replies the short one, R2-D2. And although we cannot be sure what this means, it has a reassuring sound to it.
Almost there,
snaps C-3PO.
How can you say that? You have no idea where we are. We've been wandering for ages. Following the road? What road? This is like no road I've ever seen.
It was a road. Once, leading through the dune sea to a monastery. Though crumbling and near forgotten in these days of land speeders and suborbital hoppers, the road still leads to the same place. But that place is no longer a monastery. In fact, it is quite the opposite. It is the unholiest of all places on this unholy planet. The monastery is now the lair of intergalactic crime lord Jabba the Hutt. At last, the droids pass a rocky outcropping and see Jabba's palace in the distance. C-3PO's relief circuits barely get warmed up before his self-protection mode kicks in again.
We're doomed.
Again, a reassuring tone from the small droid.
Of course I'm worried,
fusses C-3PO. C-3PO has, in fact, been known to complain too much. But not this time. This time, in fact, he has underestimated the horrors that lie ahead. R2-D2, who knows much, chooses to say little just now.
And you should be too. Poor Lando Calrissian never returned from this awful place.
A less confident tone this time.
If I told you half the things I've heard about this Jabba the Hutt, you'd probably short-circuit.
As they enter the shadow of the building, a small creature darts across the road behind them, running fast on its 12 legs. But not fast enough. That rocky outcropping turns out to be not a rocky outcropping at all, but some sort of desert predator. In an instant, it has cracked open a huge toothy mouth, shot out a long tongue, caught, chomped, and gulped down the creature. 12 legs and all. And now, it closes its mouth, settles back into the sand, becomes to all appearances a rocky outcropping again, and waits for its next victim. And ahead of our robotic heroes, Jabba is waiting too.